coming up next, this person is a huge supporter of Nerdlogs and Peaches and Hot Sauce on Twitter. She always shares our links and is just a great fan, and I'm really stoked that she decided to come share it with us here today. Jennifer Baird.
It was interesting as I was thinking about what I was going to talk about for this. I actually discovered a truth within it. Well, first off, I have stage fright. Like, severe stage fright. I'm scared right now. No, just kidding. But this all started when I was really, really little, probably about 3, that preschool age. I was doing the Christmas Nativity pageant program. And they were playing calypso music. Now, why there was calypso music at a school Catholic pageant show, I don't know. But anyway, I had on my little red dress and my tights with the little red ruffles on the butt. And they started playing the music, so I hitched the dress under my elbows, as any 3-year-old would, and I got my groove on. And I shook my little ruffled butt all over the place. And then a nun came over and just read me my shit. And it was like, little girls do not dance like this. Little girls who dance like this will go to hell. Yeah. This is what happens when you are born in Western Kansas and you're Catholic. Anyway, I learned very early on that there are consequences if you do something on stage. Therefore, set my entire fear for the next 30-some-odd years. I still did... Sorry, my eyes are watering. Allergy season. I still did theater and dance classes, you know, all through school. But in high school, I always wanted to hide in the chorus because it was a safe place. I had that dream of being out front, but it was safer if I hung out with everybody else and just blended in. Though that was also ironically around the time I got my first little inkling of what improvisation was. Is we had this little after-school club, and they played more of the short-form games that you do when you warm up. And up until this point, I had no idea what the hell improv was. I just thought they were exercises you did in acting class. But when people were coming out and being funny, and in the back of my head, I'm going, oh my God, I need to do this, but there's no way in hell. I'm not funny, but I can't do that. So I talked myself out of it. Check about another X number of years. I'm in my 20s, and I've moved here to Chicago. And I was working at a comedy theater. And one of the ensemble members, who shall remain nameless, Tim Wedham. I owe everything to that guy. Looked at me while I was working in the box office and went, you're going to take an improv class. I went, no, I'm not. There is no way in hell you are getting me to do this. And he did, so I enrolled, and it was terrible. It was the absolute worst. I was so mad at him. So he made me take it again. I was really pissed off at him by this point. I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. And it went a little bit better. The show was not so great. I don't remember it. I do remember I almost fell on my face, though. Well, that's about it. But it was in that second class, I was like, oh, maybe we got something here. All right. So I kept taking more, and then taking more, and then lo and behold, the rest is history. And I've been doing it for 4 years, and it's changed my life. I don't give a shit anymore. I mean that in a good way. I can get out and just be like, well, this is here I am, and whatever consequences happen... Yeah. So be it. So if a little girl dancing like that is supposed to go to hell, I don't know, but this one's going to do it laughing all the way down there. So maybe I should thank that nun for screaming at me because she helped me find myself in the process. So.
Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, thank you. I did the Catholic school thing, too. It is like... It's interesting to spend time among people that you absolutely don't agree with. It helps you figure out what you do.